Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. I wanted to update you on what seems to be an awakening of people across the world to the tyrannies being imposed by the elite via the COVID restrictions, the COVID lockdowns, the vaccine passports, all that stuff. And there's quite a few things that I've seen, and you may have seen some of them yourself on social media, which are encouraging. For example, I saw a really interesting demonstration that took place in Milan, just outside the huge cathedral, which is always worth a visit, by the way, which shows a significant standoff between demonstrators and the authorities. And the demonstrators look like they mean it. Also in Italy's Trieste, again, a huge group of people against vaccine passports. Now, this is, of course, totally understandable because Italy has basically said, essentially, no jab, no job. Not just vaccine passports to get in everywhere, but they're doing everything possible to, essentially, via fascistic decree, impose their tyranny. And it's great to see some Italians, at any rate, standing up against it. And then similarly, in the USA, there's a fantastic video, which again, I've put out in my own social media platforms, showing activists chanting USA, USA, and F Joe Biden as they storm a vaccinated-only food court in Staten Island, again, protesting against the mandates. And whilst which you might think, well, it's not a huge crowd. But the point is that it's civil disobedience is what they're doing. It's really, really simple. And there's one great bit, by the way, where a guy, one of the unmasked, unvaxxed people who have come in, guy stands up with a Trump 1 t-shirt on him, which is an excellent moment in it. So we're seeing this. We're seeing this in Italy. We're seeing it in the USA. We need to see it in Britain as well, folks. This country needs to waken up. Far too many are in slumber here, and they think that somehow or another everything's going to be okay if we just trust Boris. Only a fool trusts Boris. And there's lots of reasons why I believe at any rate that the only way this ends is when we end it. The authorities will not naturally end this. This is what you have to understand. Those people who think, for example, oh, if I've taken my first jab, my second jab, and my booster jab, I'm going to be okay and I won't be required to do anything more. Cuckoo land, you're living in cuckoo land. That's not how it ends. That's how it starts, because the government will have got you to comply against yourself. Okay? So the way you fight back is you don't do anything that they say. So you don't wear your face mask. You don't take your jab. You don't accept your vaccine passport. You don't accept that they can control your life. And that's what we're seeing, as I say, in Italy, in France as well. Look at the protests in France. They keep rolling every week. The media don't want to talk about it. Our corrupted media do not want to cover the people's uprisings across the world. But that doesn't mean they're not happening. It just means that they're not covering them. So I think we can take hope and some confidence in the fact that these people, these quiet people, have had enough. They're not going to continue to be essentially corralled. They're not going off in the trains to the camps voluntarily. They're not doing that, and we shouldn't do it, and no one should do that. And if you think, oh, it's an exaggeration that you would be sent to a camp if you didn't ultimately comply, really? Think about it hard enough. If the vaccine mandate actually does come in, and if they then start to flex their muscle around the vaccine passport, it's quite possible that those people who choose not to be double jabbed could end up being put into some kind of camp for the safety of the others, of course. That's entirely possible. So this is the moment. In fact, it's overdue. This is the moment for resistance. And that resistance, for example, perfectly demonstrated in these activists in a Staten Island food court protesting against the so-called vaccine mandates being imposed from Biden and the rest of the clown squad governors. So that's really good to see. It's great to see the Italians doing it. It's great to see the French doing it. Where's the Brits? Sitting watching the football? Is that what the Brits are doing? The Brits thinking, oh, no, but no, we have to worry about shortages of petrol. We can't be worrying about fundamental things like the right to have a life without a vaccine passport, for example. No, no. Britain needs to waken up. And hopefully people see this kind of stuff circulating on social media. That will encourage them to realize that a little afternoon stroll on a Saturday afternoon ain't going to cut it. I do believe there's millions of us who do see this in the right way. We just need to start making that objection to that which they plan manifest before it gets too late. Okay, that's it for me, folks. Thanks for listening.